This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive, it's alive!
It's the sound of science!
If you have traveled by plane and zipped across time zones, you know it, jet lag. Now, there are tricks to try and keep jet lag at bay, but now science appears to have a quicker fix. Thanks to University of Michigan researchers, there's an app for that. It's called Entrain. It crunches numbers to help you minimize jet lag. We're joined by Daniel Forger, who's professor of mathematics and computational medicine. Welcome, Daniel.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're joined by Olivia Walsh. Olivia is a PhD student in applied mathematical biology and, of course, both of you with the University of Michigan. So good to have you here, Olivia.
Very happy to be here.
So before we talk about the app and how it works, Daniel, recap for us just what it is that's happening when we get to our dream trip and we feel just foggy and hazy. What is jet lag?
So in the center of your brain, there's actually a clock that tells time like a watch. It's an inaccurate clock, and every day it has to get signals from the external world to synchronize it with or entrain it to the external rhythms. And what happens is when you move quickly across a time zone, this clock is still back in the old time zone, and it takes a long time, usually about one day per hour of time zone shift, for that clock to get readjusted to the new schedule.
So if you're doing one of those really big, like if you're going to Australia, you're going to Asia, you really are getting that clock all discombobulated.
Oh, sure. And it'll take about 2 weeks, scientific studies show, by the time that your performance is really up to normal and you're back in shape.
And you're probably back home by then, and then
sure,
you have to go through it all over again. So, Olivia, tell us then what Entrain can do, what this app will do to help minimize that jet lag.
Danny and another graduate student published a paper recently that has these schedules of light and dark. And those schedules are designed to get you adjusted to a new time zone in the least amount of time. And the app gives you those schedules. You put in where you want to go to, and you put in when you're going to arrive, and it tells you, okay, be in the light now, be in the dark then. And it can push your clock to the new time zone faster than any previously published method.
So let's just say, in fact, I went to the Apple App Store and I downloaded the free app, by the way. We'll say this, and you guys are not app developers. This is science, and you realized, hey, I could take my science here and all this work I've done and turn it into something that people could really use.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really surprised at how many people have taken to this. We were, I think, when the weekend after it came out, we were the number 6 or 7 travel app above any airline and many other apps you've certainly heard of before. We brought this to the public because we wanted them to be able to access this research, not to have to read through 80 pages of mathematics, which would take you an entire trip to do.
And would never understand, I'm
sure,
telling you that.
But the other thing, so another couple innovative aspects of the app are, one is we want to know what you're actually doing, because a lot of research in this area is done in carefully controlled laboratory experiments. Mm-hmm. But in the real life, you know, people are doing very different things. So we created the app because it gives you the opportunity to send the data, your data, anonymously back to the University of Michigan. And this way we could see what people in the real world are doing, you know, as they go across time zones and how they're using this information. And people have really latched on to this idea to help us with the science. We thought we would have, you know, 50, 100 people helping us out. And that would have been wonderful. I mean, now we're, you know, at 50,000, 70,000. It's been amazing.
How many downloads have you had since this thing went up?
We're at a little bit more than 60,000, which is impressive considering I was expecting only my mom and dad.
It's like, mom and dad, I've done an app. So, all right, we are going to be taking a trip later this year to Germany and France, and it's going to be the bucket list trip. And I do want to be as sharp as I can. We go to Ireland frequently, and my cure is just to stay up for sometimes 40 hours just trying to get on. I force myself. It's not the best way to do it. So how would I use this? I've got this in here. How much time before I leave on a trip would I want to start training my brain?
It's entirely what you want to do. Some people want to be adjusted by the time they get there. Maybe they have a really important meeting right after they land. In that case, you might want to say you're arriving in the app a couple of days before you actually are. On the travel page on the app, you schedule trips and you put in where you're going and the arrival time and the destination. If you want to adjust once you get there, maybe your schedule in your current time zone is fixed, then you can just put in when you are planning to arrive and it will start adjusting you then.
So if I could add a little bit to that, another innovative feature of the app is people have created very sophisticated mathematical models of your biological clock. And this is used by the military, used by NASA, the transportation industry, but not really used by the common person. And one of the great things about this app is that it simulates those models on your app directly to give you access to all that technology. So the other thing that allows you to do is you could decide how rigid you want to be. If you're an Olympic athlete, you know, you want to follow that schedule right on course. If you're just going for a pleasure trip, you know, you may decide the app says I should go to bed at 8 p.m. when I go to Europe, but I want to stay up and I want to, you know, go have a nice dinner and other things. So you just do that and put that into the app and it will recalculate the schedules.
So this app is going to tell me when I should be getting up, when I should be exposed to light, when I should call it a night and be in darkness.
Yeah, and that's where the paper and the science become really interesting. When we began this, we thought it would be very complicated for you to go in the best possible way from one time zone to another. You would have to regulate how much light you got every minute and so forth. And the great thing about mathematics is you never know what the answer is until it's all over. And the answer came out to be very simple. All you have to worry about if you want to get to the time zone in the quickest way is just your dawn and your dusk. So long as you just worry about what time of the day you start getting light and get as much light during that time as possible, and when you want to avoid light, you know, like at night, and so long as you regulate those two things, you're doing the best you possibly can.
Entrain, E-N-T-R-A-I-N. It's a free app available from the Apple App Store, but coming soon for Android. They're working on that now. Daniel Forger is a professor of mathematics and computational medicine, and Olivia Walsh, PhD student in applied mathematical biology with the University of Michigan. Thank you so much, and I've got it ready. And as we get closer to, so how much time in advance? 2 weeks? 1 week? What's a?
Oh, just a couple days.
Couple days.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. Okay. I'm happy to walk you through. We can schedule a fake trip right now and then cancel it.
All right. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, wonderful.